morning. There is a man who has written the biographies of seven evil dictators. What particularly struck him was their total absence of guilt. They even claimed that they did not want their jobs, but had been forced into it by fate. They also said that anyone in their shoes would have done the same things. There's a craze at the moment for celebrities to confess that they have had very tough lives, that they're just ordinary folk like ourselves, but they've had to endure child abuse, addiction, low self-esteem, and so on. There's a confession culture nowadays. They do not hide their shadow side as celebrities used to do. On the contrary, they publicise it. They weave it into their image and their work and their persona. It's as if they are feeling guilty about their sudden success and need to pay some price, namely public confession and exposure. The public, for its part, builds people up only to knock them down. We seem to demand of public figures public humiliations. We like to see them squirm and fall. We like to see their feet of clay and their inner emptiness. Why is that? Perhaps because we are tortured by guilt. The guilt of not living up to our own ideals. It's comforting to know that nobody else can live up to them either. If that is true, then look out any upright Christian person who seems to be living out the Christian life successfully. Rather than keeping aspiring for excellence, it can be easier to retreat back into the psychological death of "I'm not okay, but nor is anybody else okay." Then, like the evil dictators, we can sleep at night in the comfort of knowing that we are victims, not villains, and no worse than our neighbour next door. It's like the comfort of going into hospital and finding that there are a whole lot of people at least as bad off as yourself, if not worse. Psychologists say that we all go around in life carrying unnecessary psychological baggage, and the biggest suitcase we lug around is guilt. The more guilt that we carry round, the more we grind to a halt. Guilt paralyzes. But along comes Jesus, still saying to the paralyzed, "Your sins are forgiven. So rise and walk."